Welcome to North Square Investments Active Insights Podcast. North Square Investments is dedicated to bringing differentiated active investment strategies to financial advisors and investors through our multi-boutique asset management platform. Today, Mark Goodwin, Chief Executive Officer of North Square Investments, will discuss C.S. McKee's strategies for tactical asset allocation. Brad Thompson and Clayton Wilkin, both portfolio managers with C.S. McKee, will provide us with their insights and outlook for the market. C.S. McKee is a partner firm in the North Square platform. Mark, Brad, Clayton, we look forward to your discussion.
Thanks, Diane. As you mentioned, at North Square, we seek out best-in-class active managers for our platform, and our partners at C.S. McKee have strong and, we believe, timely capabilities in providing risk-managed alternative strategies. Brad, you and your team manage three distinct strategies for us with a common thread of managing risk and volatility: the North Square Tactical Growth Fund, North Square Tactical Defensive Fund, and North Square Trilogy Alternative Return Fund. Can you tell us what is the general portfolio strategy and investment objective for each of these funds?
Yeah, sure can, Mark, and thanks again. The Trilogy Fund is a market-neutral total return strategy that strives to maintain low correlation to the overall U.S. equity market. The fund utilizes three underlying strategies that attempt to generate an absolute return while also managing risk exposure in varying market conditions. The tactical funds you mentioned offer two different approaches to tactical asset allocation. The Tactical Growth Fund seeks to maintain a portfolio that adequately compensates investors for risks they are taking, while the Tactical Defensive Fund uses tactical shifts to increase or decrease the risk exposure within the portfolio.
Today, I'd like to focus on the Trilogy Alternative Return Fund, ticker STTIX. This fund focuses on total return while reducing risk in changing markets. Brad, Trilogy Alternative blends three different strategies. What is the purpose of each of the three subcomponents, and how do they blend together to achieve the investment objective?
Mark, as you mentioned, the Trilogy Fund is broken down into three different components that work simultaneously together during really any market environment, with the goal of two of the three strategies adding value over a rolling one-year time frame. The first of these is a collared equity strategy that combines dividend-paying blue-chip stocks, and we throw in a few equity dividend ETFs, and then we employ an option collar around that entire notional value of those equities. We like to collect the dividend premium on the equity position that we have, while also being able to participate to some degree in a market rally, while also having downside protection from the use of that option collar. Now, we expect this strategy to provide gains during up and flat markets and probably be a drag during a down market. But during a market rally, our equity positions can participate in the gains. During that flat or range-bound type of market, we are still collecting dividend income, which provides additional return during that flat market. For the next component, I'd like to turn it over to Clayton Wilkin to explain the option income strategy, since that is his area of expertise. Clayton, you want to take that one?
Yeah, thanks, Brad. As you mentioned, the second is an option income strategy that blends fixed income ETFs with a combination of short call spreads and short put spreads to collect option premium. We like that this bucket provides some flight to safety with its fixed income exposure while being able to collect dividend income from the ETFs we own. The short call spreads and short put spreads provide additional option premium, usually on a one-week rolling basis. This option strategy is best suited for range-bound and down markets. During a range-bound market, we are collecting dividend income from our fixed income ETFs, and the combination of short call spreads and short put spreads is maximized when the market does not really move over a one-month period. We believe this strategy also provides benefits during a market down move, as historically, fixed income provides a flight to safety, while an increase in volatility helps us collect more option premium than we typically see during low volatile, normal market conditions.
Thanks, Clayton. And moving on to the third component is a market movement strategy that really picks up where the other two components leave off. And it is strictly an options-based strategy that is designed to benefit from substantial price changes up or down in the market. We like to have a combination of short-term downside protection while also having the ability to participate in long-term market rallies. We use a mix of long calls, short calls, and long put spreads to accomplish this. And we can be opportunistic at times in our trading, depending on the current market environment. But during market up moves, we have those long calls in place that are trying to take advantage of long-term market moves, as historically markets do tend to move higher. However, during down markets, we have downside protection in place with our long put spreads, and we're also able to collect more premium on the short calls that we're selling because they trade at higher volatility, and that higher volatility tends to increase the option premiums.
Clayton, can you talk a bit about how you determine the allocation among these three sub-strategies and how often you're evaluating this?
Yeah, so we try to target an allocation of about 45% in each of the collared equity and option income strategies, with the remaining roughly 10% going to the market movement strategy. We examine the portfolio daily to ensure we do not deviate too far from these allocation limits we have in place. Trilogy is very process-driven, and we like to stick to that process so investors know that this strategy will not drastically change over time, and they can expect a consistent management of the fund.
Are there any opportunistic trades that you can make in the portfolio?
Great question. There are. As Brad mentioned earlier, we have this ability in the market movement strategy. For example, when volatility spikes like it did in February and March of 2020, our option trading also picked up. We like when volatility rises because this gives us an opportunity to trade options at a multiple of their normal levels. We were able to collect almost 10 times as much premium on options during the COVID crash, and we took advantage of that higher volatility. This increase in trading ultimately helped the fund only lose 74 basis points compared to the almost 34% drawdown in the S&P 500 index from February 19, 2020 to March 23, 2020. The opposite can be said of a market environment with low volatility. Options are usually much cheaper, and we tend to trade less, as selling options in this environment can create quite the drag on performance. Instead, we are able to buy cheap downside protection in the form of long put spreads.
Clayton, this strategy seems particularly timely in our current market environment, but is it designed to perform over a complete market cycle?
So given the strategy is a total return strategy, the goal that we are trying to accomplish is that regardless of the market environment, two of the three underlying strategies are providing enough gains to outweigh the potential loss from the third strategy. So instead of a full market cycle, we usually like to look at how the portfolio is doing over a one-year rolling time frame, with a goal of about 3 to 5% over that same period.
Thank you. Brad, much of the economy seems to be recovering, although strains in supply chains are proving to be challenging. Equity markets have been a bit more volatile. Inflation is causing some concerns about being less than transitory, and the Fed has hinted at being somewhat less accommodative than they've been in the past. Where do you see the economic environment today, and what is your expectation for markets over the remainder of 2021 and spilling into 2022?
Well, Mark, obviously there is great concern about rising interest rates, with the Fed inevitably tapering back and being less accommodative. But there's also the concern about that transitory rising inflation environment being more prolonged than originally expected. These, in my opinion, are two of the biggest concerns investors have. And rightly so. We really haven't seen a market environment like this given the impact COVID had on the economy.
How do you see this view comparing with the way you're positioned in the Trilogy Alternative Fund today?
Well, Mark, we believe the Trilogy Fund is a great alternative to fixed income products when interest rates and inflation are rising. Since Trilogy's inception in 2012, we've seen three periods of really sustained rising interest rate environments. The first was from like July of 2012 to December of 2013. The second, July 2016 to November of 18, and more recently, August of 2020 to March of this year. And over all three of those time periods, the Trilogy Fund outperformed the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Total Return Index. As for rising inflation, there have been two periods since the fund's inception, going back to April of 2015 through July of 2018, and more recently from May of last year to September of this year. And in both periods of rising inflation, Trilogy also outperformed the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Total Return Index. Now, obviously, historical performance doesn't guarantee future performance, but Trilogy has a successful track record in both rising rate and inflationary market environments.
That's particularly noteworthy given today we just saw the yield curve invert with a 20-year Treasury yield surpassing the 30-year. So clearly we're in an environment of inflationary expectations. Clayton, back to you. How do you see the risk level for U.S. and global equities in the current market?
Yeah, as previously mentioned, the fear of the Fed beginning to taper, inflationary pressures from the supply chain shortage, and then what some feel are already stretched equity valuations. We feel that there are additional risks in the equity market right now. That's why we like the built-in protections that are in place within the Trilogy strategy and the typical low correlation the portfolio offers during periods of stress in the equity markets. It's hard to say when the risk of equities will ultimately play out, as no one can definitively say.
Brad, how do you see the Trilogy alternative strategy being best positioned within the diversified portfolio of an individual investor, and what benefits would you expect it to provide?
Well, Mark, we usually see the Trilogy fund within an advisor's portfolio as a sleeve of its own in a multi-alternative allocation. But more recently, we've seen it within a fixed income sleeve as it provides a solid diversification benefit as an alternative to that fixed income. And if you're nervous about rising rates, it can make for a nice addition within the fixed income sleeve.
Brad, Clayton, thank you for joining me today. This has been a great discussion, as always.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for tuning in to our North Square Active Insights podcast. For more information on North Square Investments, our partners, and investment solutions, please visit our website at www.northsquareinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. Although C.S. McKee believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects C.S. McKee's views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention.